Okay, it's your boy Brody. Welcome to the first episode of the Right Talk Podcast. I'm here with
Quiz.
You know, Quiz got a little bit of a message before we start this, John.
Man, first episode of Right Talk Podcast. Listen, your feelings gonna get hurt. There's gonna be a lot of mean conversation that you might not agree on. But guess what? We don't give two bird asses. You still press play. Brody, hit him with the topics.
Okay, I just want to give a disclaimer to that. Anything offensive this man says does not reflect what I think. He's going to say some sexist, homophobic, and racist things. That's not me. That's Kwame Shelton.
America ain't shit. Let's get it popping.
Let's go. So with the first couple of news topics we're going to start off with, I know y'all seen the comment section on this Instagram post. Recently, 2K has decided to put the WNBA into their game for the first time ever.
Great move, Ronnie.
Okay, first of all, honestly, I don't care about this. You know, I have a little sister. I would love her to be able to play 2K. Here's the thing I don't like.
Girls ain't ready. Girls ain't ready for 2K. For the mean comments, for the freaking death threats you're going to get on 2K. It's going to be bad for y'all, and y'all not built for that, okay?
That's sexist. We'll move on from that one. I just don't want 95 overall females dunking on my mod player's ass. That's not realistic to me. But, you know, go off. Now, as for the toxic comments, you go ahead, Chris. You know what you want to say with that.
Bro, it's like, why are they inside our video game, bro? They can't make their own? My niggas.
Oh, God.
Make their own? What? Because it's not going to sell. So they got to come back 2K, bro. Nobody watches the WNBA, bro. Their dunk contest is a bunch of layups going crazy.
Original jokes. You're killing it right now. I'm going to move on before he says anything worse. Also, over the course of this week, Satonya Brown, a 16-year-old girl who was a prostitute that killed her, was it pimp?
Yes, her pimp, I guess.
She
Percy lied about her age since she was 19, but
relax,
that's neither
relax,
here.
Relax, relax, relax. Doesn't matter. She was a prostitute. She was getting raped. Doesn't matter. She killed her pimp, and she was
stab
in jail.
That nigga.
She's like, I don't blame her ass. And look, she got out recently. So some people are a little bit upset about it, saying that she did kill a nigga. Who cares? Who honestly cares? She had to do that to get out of the environment.
In that situation, you can't blame her. If you got to kill, you got to kill. My fault, my G.
Exactly. So, I mean, I don't really see nothing wrong with that. Also, over the course of this week, we know what happened in Dayton, Ohio, and in El Paso. The shootings. We'll talk a little bit on that later. But moving on. Quiz, you said that you watched it?
Yeah.
The Meek Mill movie?
It was a movie. 5-episode documentary. Right, free milk. Mm-hmm. Free milk. I said milk.
Yeah, free milk, nigga. That's what you get. Shut up.
Free Meek. It was a good joint. I appreciated how he opened up and he told us how he fought for over 11 years on probation, bro. It's real sad how the lawyer just didn't like him, bro. This man had 26 visits after his probation with zero new crimes did.
Yikes.
The thing that fucked me up in my head was that this man got arrested because he shot a video in South Philly. He changed the location in South Philly, and they said that bothered his probation. What was the judge's name? Berkeley, Mrs. Berkeley? Mrs. Berkeley, you're the reason why a girl shouldn't be in WNBA,
wow.
Okay? I want you to know that.
Wow.
You're a shithole.
We're going to get banned. That's so cool. This show is not going
to last. Meek was opened up to see where he came from, see where he's going. Meek is a great person now, a great businessman.
Did he say something on that Drake beef?
The Drake beef. He just said Perks. He was off Perks at the time. It was real bad how, like,
he
felt like everybody was going after him.
He had to be on Perks to try to come at Drake, neck, you bitch.
Not the time.
Nigga, I'm about to slander this nigga because he tried to come in my man. Whatever, move on.
Not the time. Overall, Meek. Meek was a good joint. Brody, bitch ass alarm just went off.
Bro, what's up with you? Don't slander. Anyway, moving on. We all saw this joint happen. Philly Scoop on Twitter. The young boy that got herpes from the 21-year-old girl.
That nigga was 12, bro.
That's
my
rape.
Man's on the school bus still.
It's
getting
rape.
Burnt.
Rape.
He getting
rape.
Burnt like my cooking, rape. My nigga.
That's bad, my nigga. Wow, that was bad. That was a horrible joke. I'm about to move on, though. But overall, I mean, they are getting her out of here. They should have really, I would have murdered her, bro. No cap.
Bro, they super kicked that bitch in her head, bro. That
Here's
shit
the
was
thing,
so
though.
Bad.
You know, I'm not trying to say this is female privilege. That's not a thing. But, bro, if that was a guy and if that was a little girl, bro, he would be dead. Like, the streets would have murdered him. He wouldn't have made it a day.
It wouldn't be no fucking Philly school park. It would be on no gun zone.
Yeah, no cap. So why is it that when a female rapes a little boy, it's a different story?
You can say the same thing about why when females can fuck all these fuck all these boys, and boys fuck all these girls, that one is labeled a god and one is labeled a hoe. The way society set them up is like, girls are already not equally as the men. So if you do some shit like that, you're gonna get fucked up for it. If a boy does it, he's gonna get even more fucked up. So wow, it's not gonna be right.
This Scorpion really supporting women after he just slandered them in WNBA. Whatever, we're gonna move on. Also, ASAP just got, you know, out of jail.
Man, welcome home, Flocko.
I don't care. I wish he was still in jail. Fuck ASAP Rocky.
What?
I don't like ASAP Rocky. So I'm gonna just, he's a weirdo. He don't like black people. He's a nigger. I'm gonna keep, that nigga's a coon. Like, he don't like black women. He has like a whole thing. Honestly,
as long as he's home, you know, because nobody should be treated the way he was treated in Sweden prisons.
Mm-hmm, sure. Anyway, Antonio Brown, you know, a little bit of a sports topic, might retire from the NFL.
This nigga don't want to hear, he don't want to wear a proper helmet, my G.
I don't understand. I mean, bro, keep it a beat. If you was making millions a year, you really need to play football? Like, you're done.
He's just doing it, bro, because, like, he wants to. Like, he said in his interview he did on ESPN yesterday, I believe, he said he want to play football. He don't need it. They need him. Yikes. He's already set up. He's already fucking filthy rich. So he don't need the NFL. So he said that they got to give him what he want, or he's not going to give him what they want.
I think Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell are the first players in the NFL to actually use themselves like an NBA player would. Like, they realize that they're the real target, like, the whole show revolves around them, so they can do whatever they want, and they're gonna listen, because it's like, without them, the team is trash, so they're gonna get what they want every time.
To be honest, it ain't gonna be another Antonio Brown, gonna be no other Le'Veon Bell. Them niggas are gonna be they're both Hall of Famers.
Yeah, they're Hall of Famers, all pros. So
the NFL need to step up, or they stepping out. Next topic, buddy.
All right, so we're going to do a quick segment called What to Prove. We're going to run down a couple of big-name artists that might not have heard from them in a while, except for Chance when he dropped that trash album. We'll get to that. And we're just going to see what would they have to prove to make themselves better, or just to show that they are the best at what they do. So, first person we're going to do, just an easy one, Kendrick Lamar. So, I'm going to run through his stats. His last, I would say, great album was To Pimp a Butterfly. Number one on Billboard. Number one album. Number one R&B album. And hip-hop album. Number one rap album.
You supposed to get them type of notes?
Relax. So, Kwame, what do you think Kendrick would have to prove?
First of all, nigga, don't ever call me Kwame. My name's Second of all, Kendrick has already proved himself as a top five artist of all time rapper. So I feel like that right now, He's got to keep moving on. He got to come out every year with another album. I feel like that, starting in 2020, mark my words, in 2020, Kendrick Lamar is on the clock. On the clock.
I think with Kendrick, is an easy joint. I just want Kendrick to, I want to see his collabs. His collabs with other artists have not been the best. So I want to see him try to make like a collab album with maybe J. Cole, Drake. Just try to step outside the box. He's more secluded, and I think that sometimes that hurts his music with his hooks and stuff like that. It's trash. Like, all his hooks are garbage to me. But
and then we can relate it off as like, can I bounce a Chance real quick? After I heard the Chance album, I thought it was good, but then I reviewed it myself, and what I see what he did, he played it too safe. Nobody want to hear 24 songs of positive music.
Oh my God. Nobody
is never that positive, okay?
Same thing
with Kendrick Lamar did. Nobody want to hear 24 songs of... Shut up, nigga. Nobody want to hear 24 songs of Black Power, and like nobody want to hear 24 songs of...
That was not even what the last album was about.
Talking about To Pimp the Butterfly.
Well, yeah, slandering To Pimp the Butterfly?
I'm not trying to stand. I'm just trying to say it's like, nobody want to hear that for every album, 24 songs. Yes. Even though it's... He's still a phenomenal artist. Don't get me wrong. Now, back to Chance, our second artist.
Chance, I'm going to run through his stats real quick. Okay, so Chance has some surprisingly really good stats. So, The Big Day debuted at number 2. Has a 72 on Metacritic, and it sold about 100,000 the first week. However, while it has a very good critic reception, the fan reception has been horrible. He's been getting bullied online, basically. My man was talking about committing suicide. Like, it's been that bad. However,
really?
he posted like a whole joint on Twitter.
About his wife, right? I thought it was about his wife.
No, he said something about like, oh, people want me to kill myself. I hate my fans right now. Whatever. He's a weirdo to me right now. But anyway, His last album, his last mixtape, Coloring Book, peaked at number 8. Has an 89 on Metacritic. Had a great reception. And when the first mixtape that charted, anyone, I don't know how many Grammys off of that. Acid Rap. It peaked at number 5 this year. Like, this year, when he re-released it. Also charted as a mixtape. First mixtape to ever do that. Is known as, like, one of the best mixtapes of all time. So, we can see that Chance has a track record. Quiz, what do you think he has to do to prove himself right now?
I feel like that he got to take this L on the chin. You still have a positive to negative ratio. That means you still got... This is the only bad project, I believe. His last projects, they wasn't all that, but they wasn't... They never got disrespected from the fans. So I feel like that Chance, what you got to prove is that you can hit on the hard times too. Nobody want to hear your happiness. Tell me about the hard times growing up in Chicago with your brother. You got to be the man. You know, hit me with some of that type, tell me the next album. So I believe, here what you got to do. You drop the album, just do the tour. 2020, take a break, work on your album, and then come back in 2021 and tell me what you're talking about, bro. Just like that. Simple.
This is what I think with Chance. I think Chance, with this last album, I think he sold out. He made music for white people. Like, you look at the features. He had the boy that sang that Family Matters or whatever, the Family Matters theme song or feature. Like, who wants to hear that? He played it, like you said, he played it too safe. I want to see Chance take it to the next level because I think he has the potential. Any person that features with Kanye West creatively, I think, could take it to a level like that's like unmatched. So I think Chance needs to drop a classic. I'm going to say this for a lot of these rappers. He needs his classic, his To Pimp a Butterfly, Ready to Die. I think once he drops that, I think that'll take him to the next level.
And I believe this is not the album that Kanye helped him with, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I feel like that they... Once Kanye went to Yandy or what that nigga does, he went over there. I feel like they chalked that album because you can tell that Kanye didn't produce nothing. He probably had a couple good songs, maybe out of 24-2.
Yeah.
But I feel like that if he would have just stuck with Kanye, he would have made this a classic.
Honestly,
as a debut album.
If you have Kanye willing to produce your album, you get Kanye to produce your album.
One song.
Yes.
You get the whole rundown. We're not going to talk about his political view, but his talent, pure making beats, it's unmatched.
Unmatched. Nobody's better than him. All right, moving more to somebody local, we got Meek Mill. Now we're going to run through his stats. His stats are actually, like, surprisingly really, really good. So first album, Dreams Worth More Than Money, number one, peak number one, 74 on Metacritic, went platinum. Dreams and Nightmares surprisingly peaked at 2 and only went gold, has a 69 on Metacritic. Championships, his most successful album, number one, 77 on Metacritic, and it went platinum. Now, Quiz, what do you think Meek has to do to really, like, prove himself on a global stage, not just here in Philly?
I bet he already took steps to it. As you see recently, a couple weeks ago, that him and Jay-Z, they put Dream Chasers, The Chasers.
Okay. That, yikes.
And Roc Nation, they came together. So I feel like that he's already taking a step. And Meek said it, so Meek is a learner. He goes in the room with millionaires and always asking, what I gotta do here? How I get that money? So Meek is already on a step to, not musically, but business-wise, to overtop a lot of rappers. Because a lot of young rappers, they should listen to Meek. Meek don't want to be a role model, but he is in some sort.
Yeah, I remember when he first came out of jail, he was like, yo, I'm not an activist, I'm not a role model. But like, you can see that's really changed. Like, he's embraced that, like, I'm a role model now. I think he reminds me so much, excuse me, right now, a Jay-Z. The transition that Jay-Z had to take of, like, becoming a role model for young rappers, I think Meek is going to take that. I think Meek right now might not be, like, the rapper that's making the most money. I guarantee you in about 10 years, he will be, like, the one of the richest rappers out right now, I swear. He just has that mindset that rappers don't have right now. But go ahead, what was you saying?
I can see the Meek and Jay-Z relatable, and, like, they both can relate on what they're doing right now. And I feel like that Meek is doing this, I feel like, for his son. If you watch the Free Meek, this is what, everything he's based on is for his son. Like, he's trying to set a legacy for him. And signing with Jay-Z, I feel like that Jay-Z is the best influential OG in the game right now. Nobody is doing stuff like Jay-Z. Jay-Z, he got Lil Uzi Free. Please drop a channel and take. He got Meek Mill Judges. He got 21 Savage out of whenever he was around in... where was he?
He got deported.
Yeah, he got deported. Whole nother topic. Whole different day. I feel like that the Jay-Z and Meek, they'll be an amazing collab. And I feel like that this is going to change the rap game forever. Just like how Tupac tried to make Death Row East. I feel like this is going to be a big move like that was.
Yeah. I think also, just in terms of like musically, Meek Mills has 5 classics in Philly. Like, he has a lot of Philly classics. I don't think he has a like a worldwide classic, like before, like Ready to Die, The Pimp a Butterfly.
That's gonna change.
Yeah, I think Jay-Z needs that win with Jay-Z helping him. Plus, what I had, the one criticism I had him meet before was he would never take chances. Like, Dreams and Nightmares and Dreams Worth More Than Money sound the same. It's a good album, but it wasn't great. Championships, the production on that, his first, the intro, let alone, was just the production on that album, he just took a step outside the box. I think he just needs to have a whole classic, and I think with Jay-Z, that's going to help him. Okay, next up, we're going to go to a little bit of an R&B, Bryson Tiller. We haven't heard from this man in about a year, 2 years, I don't know. But, Quiz, what do you think Bryson Tiller has to prove?
We can all agree that his first album was a goddamn classic.
Classic.
You can't even name his the second album he dropped.
True to Self. Oh, don't do that. Don't slander True to Self. Don't slander it.
You know it?
Yes, I know it.
It's a good album, but I feel like that it wasn't a good follow-up
album. Hold on. Before you say that, let me read off the stats because they might surprise you. Trap Soul only hit number 8 on the charts. True to Self, his second album, peaked at number 1. Now, Trap Soul doesn't even have a review on Metacritic, but here's the thing. Trap Soul peaked at number 8. Yeah, it sold 2 million copies for his first project.
What year did it drop?
I think probably
2016?
Like, yeah.
Well, 2016 was one of the best music years of all time.
Exactly. So the way
you can't even blame him. That eight then, right now, is a 1.
Yeah, I'll give you that. So True to Self peaked at number 1, but it was known as like a disappointment to most people. It wasn't as good as Trap Soul. So yeah, go ahead.
So he's been gone for about 2 years, but he just dropped a single. That's it. If you didn't hear it, I say go hear it on Apple Music. He did his shit. And at the end of the song, he said, what did he say? He said, until that, there's more, some shit like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's dropping an album this year. Or beginning of 2020, he's dropping an album. I feel like that he's going to go back to what he was.
Yeah.
And I got no disappointments right now, but I feel like that he's on the clock as of right now.
I don't really want him to change anything that he's doing. I think True to Self was just too long. It was too long. And I think overall that with him just taking his time with this album, because he said with True to Self he was depressed and all that, like, he'll be fine with his next album. Plus, he doesn't really make bad music. True to Self is just mediocre to people. I like it personally, but it was just mediocre to people.
True to Self, it was cool.
It was all right. It wasn't great, but it wasn't as good as Trap Soul. All right, next up. It's a rapper that I don't personally feel that he's that great, but whatever. Big Sean. His last couple of projects, his stats shows that he knows what he's doing. All right, let's look at his last couple of projects. Finally Famous, number 3 on the charts, went platinum. Hall of Fame, number 3 on the charts, went gold. I Decided, number 1, platinum. Dark Sky Paradise, number 1, went platinum. So Big Sean, he sells. Like, he has really good, successful projects. But yet, he's always, like, heard of just being underachieving over and over again. So, what does he have to do to, like, finally reach his potential?
Big Sean, Detroit legend.
Okay.
I feel like that he's never been up to bar with the three people in front of him. J. Cole, Drake, and Kendrick. I feel like that he always had that fourth spot, maybe less. But I feel like that he's built to have that type of guy. Like, he's like, the way he's rapping now, like 2019, he's built for this shit. And I feel like that his next album is going to put him up there. I feel like that. Hot take, Kendrick, J. Cole, or Drake is going to have a fallout year in 2020. And I feel like Big Sean is going to take it. That's my hot take. Wow. Might not be right, but yeah, that's my hot take. I feel like this Big Sean album right now, he's going to drop, is going to be the best album of his catalog. Okay. That's my take.
I don't know about that. Honestly, I think with Big Sean, he's just not consistent. All his albums, like, don't sound the same.
And I feel like that he's the artist that likes taking risks. Some artists take risks and it fucking failed him. They just fell. Like, Chance, he failed. Mm-hmm. Big Sean, I feel like that he's not going to fail. I feel like that this is going to be the album that people going to recognize. He's going to be like, yo, he's the boy. Like, don't mention his name without mentioning Drake, Kendrick, or Cole. Don't do that. And I feel like this album is going to put him up there. It's going to be amazing.
Okay, so speaking of Drake, we're going to go into him. Now, when I read off these stats, you're going to be like, oh my God, Drake is the greatest rapper to ever live. Yes, I know. I believe it to you. So, let's read off the stats. 8 number 1 hits.
Damn.
9 that hit the top 10.
Damn.
Views, 4-time platinum.
Damn.
Nigga, Scorpion went platinum.
Damn.
Nothing was the same. four-time platinum again.
Nothing was the same. It's been out since like 2013, and it still hasn't left the top 200 albums.
Jeez. God's Plan has been was number one for 11 weeks. That's 2 months. That nigga was going crazy.
God's Plan. God's Plan.
Go cut your shit king up. So, Drake does not have to prove anything stats-wise. Like, he's done that, all right? He's one of the greatest artists to ever live. Cool.
The nigga recently tattooed the Beatles walking, and he put himself in front of
that
him.
That was super corny. I stand in there. That's my guy. But that was corny. But here.
Nigga, talk your shit, boy.
This is how I feel Drake needs to prove himself. He needs to pick whether or not he wants. I think that was the problem with Scorpion. He needs to pick. Does he want to make an R&B album or a hip-hop album? He has to find where he wants to go more creatively. Also, stop trying to make hits. Specifically, like, just stop trying to make hits because the quality comes away from that. Scorpion was a bunch of just chart seekers, and they were some of so bad of songs. Like, Nonstop, bro, come on, dog. Nonstop is a...
Come on. You had to be in the concert, bro.
You had to be... All right, okay, odd flex, but okay. Anyway, I think that once he tries to... More try to do something different creatively and just find his niche. Drake might have a chance. I'm gonna say it of being the greatest artist ever. I'm gonna just say that, but yeah, go off.
Quiz. I feel like that he's been in the game over 11 years plus, and if he got this far being a rapper in R&B, then I feel like that he doesn't see the sight to change. But in my opinion, what I want from Drake, a quote from Gold Roses with Rick Ross. Go listen to Port of Miami 2, great album by the way. He said. 11 years in, and you yet to hear some of my greatest verses. I think that he's dropping a 16-track rap album, and that's what I want. I want 16 tracks of him just spitting. Because he can spit, bro.
I'm going to keep it a beam. I don't want a Drake rap album. Because he's not that great of a rapper. When you compare him to somebody else, like Kendrick Cole, he's getting washed. Like, he's not that good. His bars are kind of preschool sometimes. Like, he's up and down, inconsistent. When it comes to R&B, though... He can make hits without even trying. Go back to Views. People might slander that album. You look top to bottom. How many hits this nigga had? It's crazy.
I'm too good for you. I'm way too good for you.
That nigga, 2016 Drake was straight up murdering the game.
I want him but to he also that. Has, don't get him wrong, he does have good rap songs. He does
No slander to his rap. He has some bangers. Like 4PM and Calabasas with his the new Care Package.
And then like, Care Package, bro. All his that beat. Niggas work their whole life to make an album. Imagine getting beat with a nigga who just said, yo, bro, put in that 2013 shit I just
relax,
shit it out.
Relax, okay. Who else dropped that day? Shit. Who dropped that day?
Little Dirt did, but you don't like him.
I liked his last album. I mean, it's Dirt. He ain't gonna do nothing crazy. It's Dirt.
Chance did. A lot of new artists did, but I feel like that his Drake numbers are always going to be solid. And I feel like that his run, I feel like it's always going to last. It's like, he's going to be that boy. I don't know. That's how I feel. What's the next topic, man?
All right, so we're going to go with something a little bit more sadder with the next topic. We know what just happened over the weekend. Shootings in Dayton, Ohio, and El Paso. So
R.P. Day family, by the way. That's a shame.
So I just want to talk a little bit more to responses to that. Sorry. Walmart decides, hey, let's ban video games. Like, where's the correlation with that? These niggas got the audacity to say, you know what's really making these niggas kill niggas? Mario Kart 8. That's the reason. Let's ban that. Meanwhile, we got that nigga Timmy buying AR-15s in the back of the Walmart. Like, get cool with that.
Bro. But hey. Like, I don't get it. Why are you taking away video games? But keeping the weapons.
They're literally selling the guns that these niggas are killing people with. But yet they're like, you know what the problem is?
Call of Duty. Call of Duty's the problem.
That's what's making niggas
That kill. Man wanna, he wanna kill streak. So let's just take away the games.
And what makes me real mad about this, I can understand if he was like one of those kids that was bullied that plays a bunch of video games. Sure, he played a bunch of video games. The nigga targeted Latino and Latinx people. He had a specific target. He is a terrorist.
And that whole game shit is bullshit. Because games are sold everywhere.
Exactly.
Every part of the fucking
in Asia,
earth.
In Asia, in Japan, and all that.
Games are made there.
They play the most games out of anybody. You know how many shootings they have? One. Literally one.
It's the middle of the year. United States of America is on track to have 500 mass shootings.
The next leading country, Mexico. Three. They have three. What is going on?
Hey, you know, hey, but I guess it's Madden's fault because the tackling is too
exactly.
hard.
2K, like, that WNBA, that's the reason that nigga. That nigga's like, women in games? I don't like this. It's like, no, that's not funny. I take that back. All right, anyway.
I don't.
Okay. All right, so how I feel that they should take the next step with, I think that necessarily guns aren't the problem, okay? Some people might attack me for that, think we need to ban guns. I don't think that's the issue. I think it's more mental illness, because people think that mass shootings are some new thing. It's not. Mass shootings have been happening in the hood for I don't know how long. You know how many times the McDonald's right next to Dobbins has gotten shot up and niggas have died? But nobody talks about that. Nigga, you go to South Philly, go to 6th Street, 5th Street, all them niggas that get shot down there, that's a mass shooting. But niggas, they call it gang violence. The only reason people are so worried about it now is because it's white people dying. I think that mental illness is a big cause of that. Recently, a couple weeks ago, with the six boys that got shot down Southwest, that was literally, they shot up a block party. Wasn't it a block party or a graduation party?
I think it was a trunk party.
Yeah, a trunk party. They shot that's a mass shooting. But no, since it was Negroes, they was like, nah, that's not, we can't do shit about that.
No, that shit, I feel like that this whole thing is just, it doesn't feel right with me. It's like, victims of this shit, like, families, like, they just go out. Like, imagine just going out to play basketball. Your basketball court getting shot up. Like, you go somewhere that you're in a somewhat safe. Like, Walmart, who thinks that Walmart's going to get shot up? If somebody say Walmart going to get shot up, I would laugh at them like, bro, it's Walmart. Who just does that shit, bro?
Yeah, for real.
Like, that whole mental illness thing, bro, I'm saying fuck the mental illness thing. Because I feel like that if you picking up a gun and you're pulling the trigger, you're not.
That's not how that works. That's not how mental illness works, though, bro. All right, you mean to tell me you think some of you niggas out here straight murking niggas like for money and shit? Didn't you don't think they're a little bit crazy, bro? Just a little bit.
I feel like that's just giving them excuse, and I feel like a lot of people got off by excuses. It's like, if I shoot up a high school, if I'd be like, my mom is a drug addict and my dad beats me and I'm crazy. Oh, it's okay. You're okay.
That's not what... I don't mean that they get an excuse for what they did.
That's,
I mean,
that's what you're giving the shooters. I meant to...
I think that they shouldn't get passes for what they do, but if we want to solve the problem, we have to address mental illness.
So, answer this question. Is every mass shooting caused by mental illness?
No, absolutely not. Some of them is straight terrorism. I don't think the dude that shot up El Paso... was crazy.
And by the way, Trump, your walls are keeping shooters in America. By the way, shooters are not coming from out of the country. You have local white people. Like, yeah, the man who shot up a country concert. Are you in Vegas? He's a 64 years old white man, bro. They're listening to you. The shooters are listening to you, my G. They're listening to you. They said that, hey, if Trump can't shoot these immigrants, then guess what? I'm going to go buy an AK for $30 at Walmart.
Okay, this is my response to that. The El Paso shooting, to me, was one of the... That was next level from just a mass shooting. A lot of these mass shootings, they were shooting white people. White people were shooting white people. So you know what? I'm not going to say I didn't care, but it was a lot less... I don't want to say alarming, but this... The El Paso shooting is a lot more scary because niggas, I don't think this is going to be a one-time event. I think it's going to happen again. I think now that white people is like, yo, we can really go out here and murk these Mexicans and get away with it. Like, this nigga got taken down peacefully. He's going to
lightly.
Jail. Right.
Hey, okay, come on. But if a black man's on the corner selling a cigarette, he's getting shot down.
Get your shit off, right? So, I think this is a lot more worrisome that there's terrorists now just walking around, and they can legally just carry their guns. Now, I think that we shouldn't just take their guns away, because I think that we're going to need... Some people need guns for protection around here. Like, you need guns. But I think that you shouldn't be able to just walk around with an AR-15. Like, that's not... That's weird.
Bro, you don't need protection if you're living in fucking, like, bro, what Beverly Hills, bro. These white people coming from good homes, bro. It's like, I'm just confused. Like, I lost faith in this whole gun violence when... The Sandy Hook shooting happened. Yeah. I was young, but now that I got more knowledge on it, like...
That scared me,
bro. They shot 5-year-old kids, like, babies got shot.
This is the thing with Mamie May. Not only that he was able to go in there with a gun, the bullets that he was using were exploding bullets. Those bullets went into those little kids and blew up inside their bodies. People don't know that. Like, he had military-grade weapons and just was able to go in there and kill kids. People, like, our little sister's ages. And niggas didn't care. They was like, that's tough. Must have been mental. I just, honestly, when I saw that they let that happen as a young boy, I was like, oh, this is going to happen for now. This is life. Like, mass shootings in America is something that's not going to change for a while. Unless they find a way to actually tackle the problem at the root, which is mental illness, restricting guns, not taking them away, restricting gun laws. I don't know what else they could do, though, because right now I think it's too late.
It's been too late, to be honest. Like, for the example, like, when the church, I believe, got shot up. Where the church got shot up, bro?
I think it was in Boston.
Huh?
Or somewhere up
north. No, I'm talking about out of country. Damn, you remember the boy went live and he shot up everybody?
Oh, it was that Muslim church. That was in, I want to say, England? I don't know for sure.
Well, we're going to find out. But they banned guns the next day. That's how, and bro, I guess after
that's
that,
crazy.
After that, no mass shooting down there. Because they banned it the next damn day. America, what are you waiting for? Don't ban guns, but make it harder for people to get guns. Mm. It's easier to get guns. Like, I'm 19. If I have an ID and $100, I can get me an AK. Simple.
Right, that's
not even my ID, because the boy niggas be like 14 getting guns. Like, come on now, bro.
So overall, we just want to say rest in peace to everybody that died in the shootings.
Not just them, rest in peace to everybody who died in a mass shooting. That's a crazy.
For real, honestly. So next topic, we're gonna go something a little bit more lighthearted to get our minds off of that.
Stop fucking crying, yeah.
So let's talk about grades. So, you know, school's starting soon. We're going to give some people some advice of back to school.
Not for us. We graduated, my nigga.
Imagine having... I mean, I still got to go back to college.
Yeah, we got CCP.
Damn, nigga. Wow. Y'all hear something. Anyway, so we're going to talk about, does grades really determine how smart you are? Honestly, I think that it plays a part. If you are in AP classes and you are getting straight A's, you have to be somewhat intelligent. Now, there has to be cases where, yes, you don't have the time because you have a job and all this stuff, that the reason that your grades ain't there. I respect that. But to say that, like, straight up, grades don't matter at all and school's just school, that's kind of stupid to me. I don't know how you feel. You talk your shit about whatever you... Go ahead.
At the end of the day, we're working for the same goal. Mm. To graduate. AP classes, normal classes, that doesn't affect your character. You shouldn't let a class determine what you can be in life. If you didn't get an AP class, guess what? Just go fuck up that regular class. Go get your grades that you gotta do. Because at the end of the day, you're not working to impress anybody else. But don't let nobody talk down on you. Classes are classes, my G. We all go to school for 9 hours. Guess what? Nobody want to be there. The AP kids don't want to be there. The normal people want to be there. So why the hell would you argue while you're there in the first place? It's like, it don't make a difference.
Okay, so I agree with that. Like, you're all going to graduate the same. But you have more opportunities put in front of you most of the time. When you take AP classes and pass, when you get scholarships, full rides. When you get to college, you don't have to take as many classes. I think that you can't slander somebody for thinking, I'm not going to say that you are better than somebody, but I think that you can, like, be confident in yourself that you were able to get into those AP classes and pass them.
Which one thing is something that I disagree with, not with Brady, but in all that. AP kids think they're better. Better. Then can I touch on that topic?
Go ahead.
Go off, King. Damn, recently, I had an incident with that shit, bro. People got upset about something I made a joke about. Because somebody said, like, I'm not going to drop the name, but if you know, you know, right? You know, you know about the whole topic. It's like, what was said was that normal kids don't even exist to us. And I'm looking at it like, what the fuck are you talking about? It's like, who gives you that right to say some shit about people?
Mm-hmm.
So, and then during July, I peeped. Yo, the person had summer school. So, you know me, my mouth is reckless. I don't give a fuck about what anybody got to say. So, I'm going to speak up about it. So, I made a joke going like, what'd I say? Imagine not having your diploma in like the middle of July.
Okay, so I'm going to respond to that off the rip. One, having summer school for an AP class is different than having summer school for a regular class. You can have summer school for calculus. That's a college class that that person had summer school for. So don't compare niggas having summer school for Algebra 1 and niggas having summer school for calculus. Two different things. Also, go ahead.
But I feel like if you know you're at that high standard, why are you talking down to somebody who's at a lower standard as well? So, like, if I'm doing bad in the NBA, don't talk bad about somebody who's doing bad in the D-League. Because you're both are doing bad. So, I feel like that he had no right to talk about that. And then, like, overall, that topic was just funny as shit, bro. It got crazy. DMs went back and forth. My gun versus your gun. My relax, team versus relax, your team.
Relax. I think, honestly, the whole thing got blown out of proportion.
Bro, I didn't care, bro. To be
you
honest.
You just want to say something. Throw the ad. You could have threw the ad, bro.
Who? I do. Right now?
Relax. Not now, nigga. Relax.
I did before. So, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about, like, on a story.
I don't even know. But I know it's, like, at the end of the day, if she wanted to know, she would have saw it. Because there's snakes out there that are going to defend her. And, like, I'm okay with that. Because at the end of the day, I don't give a shit. It's like, I said what I said, and what happened. Stuff that followed up, that wasn't my fault. They came at me aggressively, like I did anything wrong. I made a comment. And her history is, she made comments too. But we're not going to speak on that right there. That whole topic is like, just if you talk shit, shit's going to get thrown back. Don't fucking throw the shit that you can't bite. You feel me? It's like, what are you going
to
do?
Okay. I mean, look, honestly, the whole situation to me, I think it was just petty. Honestly, bro, like, we passed high school now. Ain't no reason to get my heart back on that. Like, we graduated. We over that. I don't, honestly, because, look, bro, I'm going to keep it to being, I was in some AP classes, and I was in some classes that was not AP. And I know what you're talking about. Like, sometimes AP kids can feel as though, like, they are better than regular kids' classes. But I think that comes from a part where, like, I'm going to say, like, AP kids had to work harder in school than a lot of regular kids. Like, you had to work harder. We had essays that y'all didn't have to do. Tests that y'all didn't have to do. Like, when we was, like, when y'all didn't see
us. Are you trying to downgrade the work of a normal kid?
I'm not downgrading the work, but the work that y'all did in school was not equal to the work we had to do in school.
How can you say that?
Because we had college work. We were doing college-level classes.
And some of the smartest kids I know are not going to college, so.
I know, it's not about, I'm talking about, okay, for example, say you had a job, right? Mm-hmm. And you were doing the hardest, you were doing more of the work than anybody else. Your job was way more complicated and difficult and took up a lot more of your time. Wouldn't you feel as though, like, yo, I'm better at this job than anybody else here. I deserve to be recognized for that, right?
I would say that. Also, I feel like your recognition don't mean shit if you're using it to bring down somebody else.
Okay, I can see. I'm gonna say that. Like, you, if you're an AP kid,
don't. I don't tarnish nobody. Like, people who I was with during my high school year, we didn't tarnish nobody. Mm-hmm. Until somebody tarnished us. We, in people classes, we don't take this shit for granted. There's some people who really struggle with that shit, and you gotta understand where their stand base is. Some people try so hard and still don't make it. So for them to try so hard and just to hear, you got an 80 on that shit, nigga, I got a fucking 90, you dumbass nigga. That nigga probably stayed up all night working on that 80. And for you to downgrade that shit, I don't appreciate that. And some people like that, they don't have the voice. They're scared. I'm not scared of shit. I'm gonna speak my mind. Because at the end of the day, nobody's gonna say nothing to me on the podcast. Or say it to me in person. Mm. So, like, at the end of the day, what's the point of y'all not agreeing with me if you're not going to speak back? That's called a debate. If you don't agree with what I'm saying, then talk to me. Don't go on your little side group chats or your messages and talk
it's
your shit.
It's not about, I think it wasn't really about, like, talking. Bro, you said.
I just wanted to, yes, I said some shit.
And you expect them not to comment on in a group.
They never commented to me, though. So what's the point?
The person didn't find out until a couple weeks later.
So I was already, bro. The One Thing Podcast, who's listeners right now, that got me off topic. That shit was 2 weeks late, bro. I'm at a 3 years old birthday party with my little cousin. And all I hear is on my gram, ding ding, you talking shit. I'm so confused. I'm like,
what you expect them to do?
It was like 2 weeks old, bro. I had to bring it up again for them to say, no, I didn't bring it up at all after that. So I'm going like, why the energy so late? And then, thing is, they didn't come to me still. It took two people. I didn't tell you a thing. Her friend and then her came to me. I'm like, bro, I'm off the topic. It's like, I'm not even on that shit.
Honestly, bro, I think both parties should just, it's whatever now. We over it. We over it. Everybody going their separate ways. And I mean, look, we're going to college now. It don't even matter. We're going to be living our best life. Regardless, we all going to be successful. We making moves. That's simple.
I'm still that boy. So, let's get it.
All right. So, I mean, I think that rounds out the first episode of Rec Talk Podcast. You know, it was a good joint. I really hope y'all enjoyed it. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Twitter.
You feel me?
What's your Twitter name?
@1_quiz. Follow me on Twitter.
I'm not gonna get y'all my Twitter. Y'all not getting me out of here. Follow me, J.Brody, on Instagram. We're gonna have a playlist on Spotify. Put y'all on to some good music. So you know, just look out for the next episode. Send us some suggestions on the Instagram page. You know, what's up?
And good looking out. Catch y'all later. Rack Talk Podcast coming to you soon.
Yeah.